KFA-GDD.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yippee-ki-yay-ki-yo. You don't say. I did say. Good morning. Good morning.
You know, I didn't know what he was going to think of breakfast.
Something
of their usual
but
coffee.
I actually kind of like it. W8RCY. You guys doubled. Go ahead, Sean. I want to hear about what you kind of liked, and then go ahead, Donald. K8RUH.
Oh, no, I just said I was not sure what I was going to think of 50-something, but I kind of like it. Donald?
Okay, I'm here. Yeah, I was saying you're on the road early. Is somebody going to be stopping off and getting a bagel on the way in instead of just going straight for coffee?
Yeah, 50 is 54 is what I have in the car, and it's not bad. It is refreshing after a few hot days.
Well, you know, if I suppose if I were a younger man and I was doing a lot of outdoor stuff, especially if I was going to be doing any swimming or skinny dipping or anything like that, I suppose I'd want 80-plus, you know, high 80s. But any more, I mean, give me maybe 55 to 75. I'm golden. Oh, well, I'll take whatever they bring. I can accommodate, because I'm like that. Donald?
I'm showing 49 right now on the phone, and temperature-wise, I think when I caught a little bit of the news earlier, it was like 50, but when I woke up earlier in the morning, it was like 55, so it's just slowly dropping, so I don't know. But I can accommodate, but, you know, I'm at a point in my life right now I can pretty much adjust to everything, but the winter doesn't bother me as long as there's no wind. I cannot take wind in the wintertime anymore. Other than that, though, I'm pretty much flexible. Anthony, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm right there with you guys. I'm happy at, you know, 55 to 75. Except, like Sean said, when it comes to getting in the pool. And, you know, we had that great run of 4 days of warm, sunny weather, and now it's looking like for the long weekend it's going to be some crummy overcast with rain and the highest high is 70, which is a bummer because our city pool opens on Saturday, and it's going to be chilly and raining for it. The kids are going to be very upset.
Yeah, if you're going to do the whole boating thing or look pool or whatever, you want it up a little bit. I get that. I can deal with it, you know, all the way up to 90. I can deal with it. It's over 90 that I start to get, like, you know, it's for the birds. And then going cold, you know, it's under 30. So I can live pretty. I can adjust and moderate, close or declose 30 to 90. Yeah, that real cold stuff and wind. Yeah, you're right. It's I can deal with the cold. But I've been out in some really frigid days. But the sun was out. It was, you know, the clouds were, you know, it was cloudless and sunny and, you know, frigid. But I can deal with that. It's not a big deal. But boy, it gets overcast, a little windy. Oh, goes down your neck. Hate that.
For almost 20 years, I worked in a meat department at Farmer Jackson. The year-round temperature in the meat cutting room was 39 to 42 degrees, and I would used to wear short sleeves. Yeah, we wore those butcher coats, but sometimes those sleeves just get in the way, so you roll them up. And I think that's part of the reason why I was so adjusted to the cold. Plus, I used to play hockey and snow ski a lot. So, but as one ages, so to speak, it starts to take the opposite effect on you, and that's pretty much what's happened to me over the years. Like I say, the cold doesn't bother me in the wintertime. I've been out on my balcony in, you know, 35, 30-degree weather drinking a cup of coffee. But if that wind is blowing, I don't even think about opening up the door wall just to even stick my nose out there, because I know it's going to rip right through me for sure. WARCY, Anthony.
Yeah, it's the wind in the winter and the humidity in the summer. If we didn't have the humidity that we do, it would, I could definitely deal with 90, probably even higher. But, man, that humidity hits at like 75 to 85 degrees, and it is just miserable. Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I'm a little early this morning. Got to get myself a coffee. Yeah, no bagel today. The construction crew that's building the facility to the east of me there, they're bringing in Lee's famous chicken for hundreds of people. They got a big tent set up right outside my office. They told us, they said, lunch is on us tomorrow. So, I'm not going to eat anything this morning because I want to be ready for Free Lee's. It works better when you pick up a radio and not your cell phone to talk. Yes, I just did that, and I looked at it, and I go, why am I looking at my phone and not the radio? I don't know. Maybe because you're getting chicken and I'm not. I don't know. But, yeah, that sounds like a good winter chicken lunch kind of a thing for sure. I guess they felt guilty after they took all your parking spots, you know, over the last few months. Anyhow, when it comes back around, how is that project progressing when it comes back around? Anthony?
Yeah, I wonder how much longer they got. But I just drove past the... What is it, the new sheets that they're building at 12 and McQuinder. And, man, they are putting that thing up quick. It's like they had it pre-built, and they're just bringing the pieces over there. I bet by July it'll be open, if not sooner.
Yeah, I just noticed that myself yesterday. I was driving by there, and I'm like, yeah, holy cow, They're getting that thing up and on the air. There's another one going up. They're building right now by my work, corner of Gratiot and 59, and that one's at about the same point. So it's like a race to see which one gets done first. But then I hear they got the go ahead for the Abilanes and the old church. So that whole rigmarole is gonna finally come to an end. Everybody was crying about that church, but nobody wanted to step in and take it. So, sat there for years. There was some talk of somebody coming in, one of these television shows that renovates things, coming in and doing something with it, but that never panned out. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Hey, Chad Mobile.
I only caught the tail end of 8Z Mobile. You can jump in there after I. Good morning. The Sacred Heart Church and Abilanes complex there, that thing is going to be massive. There's got to be something else going in there besides sheets somewhere. Just the size of that triangular corner. That was part of my livelihood growing up because my parents' house was just over on the other side of 11.5, which is Martin Road and the bridge to 94. You know, my parents' house was closer to 11 Mile. But I remember that intersection and that whole area like the back of my hand to this day. And I can only fathom the size of that thing for sure. And I don't know. Like I said, I'm still waiting for Craves to open in the old ram's horn there on DeQuinder north of me and Sean. It's like any day now kind of a thing. And they did post a website, so I'm keeping up there. The person jumping in, go ahead and then hand it to Sean, W8RCY.
Good to Anthony.
Go ahead, Jerry, and hand it to Anthony. Well, I guess we'll have to catch him next time. Go ahead, Anthony.
All right. Yeah, that was odd. And, you know, sometimes he gets out of range of that repeater, so maybe he was on the tail end of that. But did you also see that I read somewhere, and I've only seen it once, so I don't know how true it is, but at the corner of 11 Mile and Gratiot there, the service drive by Costco, Costco bought the that motorcycle club and maybe the building next to it, and they're increasing the size of their gas station and changing their parking lot for better traffic flow. So that'll be interesting if it's true.
Connected to CMN Network.
Oh my God, they bought Hell's Our Home? That's an icon, man. I wonder where they're going to go. I know the Liberty Riders, they got bought and they moved. And now I just saw their place was for sale down on Van Dyke. And then I looked up the Iron Coffins, and they moved from when I knew them to, over at Southfield and Warren. Now they're down there at by Zug Island. Like it's with all these, but I think who else moved? Now Vigilantes are still on 8 Mile Road. Not sure about the Outlaws. They're probably still down there. I don't know. Maybe the Outlaws moved. Nah. But it's crazy. All these bike clubs are getting bought out and sold. They must be getting some lucrative deals. Let's see. Over to Donald. Jerry, if you're in there, you go after Donald.
I'm so ancient. I remember when the Hell's Our Home building was built, and it was originally a Red Cross building with the big Red Cross logo on the front of it. That was, like I say, my parents' house, not that far away. But yeah, that and Burton Junior High School was there, and all that stuff was taken out because of Costco. But it'll at least clean up that corner a little bit, and if the gas station for Costco gets to expand and so on and so forth, that's a positive for sure. Definitely. No doubt about it. And is there a Freedom Riders Motorcycle Club here on 11 Mile Road, somewhere near John R.? I haven't been in the area that long, but I do remember seeing something gray building with that on there, north side of 11 Mile Road between Quinder and John R. I don't even know if they're still there, but I remember that logo for sure. Jerry, if you're there, go ahead. Now over to Anthony.
Yeah, I would imagine they are getting a bunch of money and just maybe buying clubhouses and crappy neighborhoods in the city. I don't know, because I would imagine Costco wrote them a nice check for that building, but, you know, like you said, Sean, where are they going? But it's probably a huge cash infusion into their organization, and they're just taking advantage of it. And, yeah, Donald, I also remember when that building was a Red Cross building years and years and years ago.
KRUH,
over to you, Sean.
I mean, most of those clubs are paid for, and so all they got to do is the taxes. And, you know, even if HOH gets a, you know, I don't know what the hell is going on. They know, but even if they get a big sum of money, and they're able to pay off, you know, buy flat out and own a new place. I know they'd probably like a place with a little bit more room, a little bit more elbow room, but, yeah, the taxes are going to be way higher, and that's forever. So, I don't know, they must have thought it all out, I'm sure. But, yeah, cool, that's going to be interesting. I wonder where they're going to go. But, it's been a long time for me. I remember I was looking around. That's how I figured out. I mean, I knew Liberty Riders had moved, you know, a long time ago. But when I saw their place pop up for sale, I was like, "What? This is a new place." And it had me going down nostalgia lane, looking up. I was online trying to find, you know, who is still where. So, using Google Maps, looking to see if I still recognize the old places. Ah, the good old days. The best of times, the worst of times. The tale of two lives. Donald?
Yeah, I enjoyed what little time I had on a motorcycle, but, you know, the biker days of the Hell's Angel movie with, can't think of the actor's name now, but his father was a famous actor. Fonda, yeah, Peter Fonda, that's what it was. Yeah, that was very short-lived. But and I only rode a motorcycle for about 3 summers. And so that was my brief foray into motorcycles for sure. But now I'll stick to four wheels and speed. And I still have a need for speed. I want to be able to do a couple of things before I get to the point where I don't feel comfortable doing what I used to do. I've been fortunate to drive over 200 miles an hour, and I've been fortunate to do over 150 on 696 once in the middle of the night. But, motorcycles, I hear too many accidents, and I hear these crotch rockets out here on 696 in the middle of the night just flying, you know, and it just... I don't understand where you get that kind of, thrill, I guess, to do it, because one slip and that's it. Anthony?
Donald, that's called youth. Youth makes you think you can do things like that. And I can say I have never been on a motorcycle. And at this point in my life, I don't belong on one. I've made it this far, I probably shouldn't start riding one. But, Donald, I have, I've never hit 200 miles an hour, but I have went over 160 multiple times on most of the local freeways. I had some buddies when we were younger that had pretty fast cars and drove those as fast as I possibly could in the middle of the night, like you said. But I am here at the office. I'm hopping out of the car. I will catch up with you guys maybe later this afternoon. This is K8RUH. I'll listen out.
There he is. Go ahead, Jerry, in case we lose you again.
Yes, the other sisters. Detroit repeaters,
I think it's down right now. I don't think it's healthy. I don't know what's going on with it. TJ knows.
Okay, yeah. Well, just get back into the grind here. I'm waiting for the phone to be up. But I was at the other repeaters and did anybody get a revised tax bill for the state of Michigan?
If you're asking if I did, I didn't see anything. By the way, I think TJ's machine is working on receive, because you're a little rough into whichever one you're in. I think he works on receive. I think it's his transmitter that's down. So just FYI, I mean, I know it's a pain in the rough to switch back and forth, but maybe if you key up on TJ's and then switch, hopefully they're next to each other. But if you can't, no big deal. I did not. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Donald?
Yeah, I couldn't pick up or make out what Jerry was discussing. That's why I let you take it. Yeah, I've heard some issues with TJ's repeater as well. But then again, it was working again there for a little while, and I thought the problem was fixed. But if it's apparently on the downer right now, I'm not aware of it. That's about it for my knowledge of what's going on with repeaters lately.
Victor Delta.
Head Wally and pass it to Jerry.
Just saw on an ad in Facebook, Sean, guys got a VHF and R1 APX75 deck. I know that was one of the things you were considering, but he wants $2,500 for it. He's got five of them. Go ahead, Jerry. WAP.
Hey, well, I'm in the FBI, right, there's the other one, it's just, there's no phone or anything, it comes up and then it shuts off at,
okay, I think that was you signing. So, yeah, we don't really play well way down there. We count on TJ's machine for that. I'd like to remedy that. I just need a site. Give me a site down your way. Give me a site down your way, and I'll put an FBI repeater up. Anyhow, take care. I saw that, Wally. I was looking at him myself. And I do, in fact, want one of those, but I probably already have one. Whoa, man. Guy just made a left turn out of Comtech, and he just about took the front of my car off. And the whole side of his car was smashed, where, you know, exactly where he would have hit me. So he's not a real bright driver. Anyhow... Yeah, I did see that, Walter. I think I would get one of those, but I just gotta wait and see, you know, if you know what happens with this Viking guy. So, Donald.
Yeah, you got lucky there by contact for sure. Speeds on gross spec, but somebody was definitely. Seems like that person's always in a hurry to get somewhere if the car was that banged up for sure, and. Nothing else to add because you guys are talking big league radio. So, Wally, go ahead. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Donald. Yeah, Sean's looking for his forever radio, and there's multiple things in his basket right now. And I know that that was one of the ones he was thinking about was doing that with stacking it. So... But that's a great radio, but still, $2,500, that's a lot of freaking dough for a radio. I mean, you know, especially for that, it limits you strictly to analog and P25. But nonetheless, I figured I'd let him know. You know, if you're going to do a forever radio, I think a forever radio should have everything in it. But then again, it's a lot of money for those still till this day, no matter what brand you buy. Who else was there? Was it, I don't know. Will somebody else go ahead? If not, Sean.
Yeah, it was Jerry, but I think he signed out. But I'm ordering my coffee. I'll be right back. So we get a few.
You going anywhere this weekend, Don?
I leave Friday night for Indy, for the Indy 500. But we're also kind of watching the weather. Obviously, they won't race in the rain at those speeds and on an oval track. But, the race is scheduled for Sunday. If it's a rain out, it'll be on Monday. My name will be Mud on Monday because it's Joe's birthday, and I'll miss another one. And but anyway, and then I got the Detroit Grand Prix the following weekend. And both of those races, both IndyCar races, I'm just going there to have a good time and see some people I haven't seen in years and because I'm not a part of IndyCar anymore. But we have, you know, the racing family, so to speak. So I'll be able to see some longtime people. And then here in Detroit, same thing. Those who don't make it to Indy will usually come to Detroit and do that. But for those next, these two coming weekends, yeah, that's what I'll be doing, weather permitting. I'm also hearing that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for Detroit, the target looks like it's going to be in the mid-80s. And I don't know if I can handle the heat that well, but we'll see. At least I'll get down there for maybe 1 to 2 days, weather permitting.
Do you got VIP access?
I'm credentialed for both as a former race official with CART, Champ Car, and things like that. I can easily get credentialed, but with my mobility issues and other things, the heat will affect me very quickly, so I got to be careful. I missed 2 of 3 days last year because I was in the hospital on Thursday before the race weekend here in Detroit with dehydration, and I could drink a 64-ounce, you know, they tell you we drink, what, 8 glasses of water a day. I can drink 18 and it wouldn't make any difference. That's why I'm drinking Gatorade now and not so much water, because I need the nutrients more so than anything else. And, I'm going to be 70 pretty soon, and things are just catching up to me. And all the weight changes that I've been through all the years of my life, I've been 310 three times, and my lowest weight has been about 185 when I got married, 37 years ago back in 80. 47 years ago back in 80. So, put my body through a lot, and I'm paying for it now. And I do what I can when I can. Sean back? W-A-R-C-Y.
Yes, I am. Got my cold brew. Start my final approach here. But what were we talking about? Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, the Forever Radio. I one of my options was to do it with Motorola Dex and then get a separate DMR radio. Now, you're looking at an APX, dual bander. Chris, you can't really do dual band with XTL. You know, now you're talking about three radios, so I was going to say, that's a way you could do it a little more affordable. I've got a UHF XTL, and they're great, you know, and it uses the O-series control head, so you can't even tell the difference, but you can't run two. You know, it's like, ah. But unless you do that weird W3 control head thing, which I'm not a fan of. So I don't know, Wally. You know, I was looking at the Tate again last night. I was eyeballing it, you know, but nobody's got those for sale yet. That's new only.
I have to call Todd, see if he's got a firmware update and if they got a state approval. You know, because that would also be, that's a nice package, relatively small, plenty of power. Audio is absolute awesome, especially if you put a Motorola speaker on it. I mean, just over the top. You know, that 20-watt Motorola speaker, I mean, it's flawless as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, except for that little scan routine, but who cares? Even if they don't ever get that fixed, you know, you can move around to however you feel, you know, that particular day. So, and by the time you get done doing all the frogging around and all the work and everything else like that, you could have one package and get it installed nicely and be done with it. I'm very happy with mine. But, yeah, I did see that deck there, and I thought, huh, that's one of Sean's things. But still, $2,500 for that deck, that's a lot of money. Yeah, so, yeah, we're looking for a multi-band. Sean's looking for a multi-band, multi-protocol radio. Kind of like, I make fun of them. I call it. Wide car. That's kind of what he's looking for. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, you cut out in the middle of that conversation there. Anyway, yeah, those kind of radios, you know, those are just dreamland radios for me. But still, I remember when we were talking about P-25 initially, and even looking at just getting a handheld for P-25, I have absolutely no use for 7, 8, or 900 megahertz bands, but I did see an APX-6 with VHF, UHF-R1 and UHF-R2, and it was $1,900, and I said, damn it, if I didn't have these financial issues, I would have maybe picked that one up, just to have an all-in-one radio, because the only VHF radio I have is my Wooks On, Wooks Off radio, and that's got 2-meter in it, but I'm slowly putting a lot of 2-meter into that, just to have a knock-around HT. But then again, my Wooks On 8 watts, and these Motorola's are only 4 to 5 watts, so I'll stick with what I have. But, yeah, that was a nice radio that I saw. That would be perfect if I were to involve it, if I were to invest in an APX-HT for sure. That's just my take on it. Sean, go ahead. I'm going to bow out. Hang on a second. I'm going to bow out, guys, and let you guys continue on because I got to get my day started. And I got to find coffee as well. So, you gentlemen, continue on. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the cooler weather. Sean, enjoy your chicken. And I'll be out of here. W8RCY.
Yeah, I gotta say the APX-8000, that's the tri-bander, is the best radio I've ever had. And you know, of course, mine belongs to my work, so it will not be mine when I retire. So, but I don't have to be in a rush to replace that yet. You know, my personal mobile, I do need to get something for. That's what I'm focusing on now. But, yeah, the APX-8K is a great radio. And, yeah, 4 watts, 8 watts, hill of beans, don't make no difference. Everybody looks at wattage way, they way overemphasize wattage. All right, I'm just pulling into my spot here. So, Walter, go ahead and your comments, and then I'll transition over to the Cisco, I believe. W8FU.
You can call it, too. Don, yeah, the wattage really means nothing. Nano. And you see where all the spikes are, I'm willing to bet you that that 4-watt the spikes are scattered all over the place, whereas with the Motorola, all 4-watt
Well, you got something really weird going on. You'll be talking, and then all of a sudden your audio just disappears, but the carrier is still there, and then your audio comes back, and then it just disappears, and then it comes back. It's really weird. I've never quite heard anything like it. I don't know if that's happening on the node side or on your side, but we'll give it a try. We'll give it a try later, disconnect and reconnect or something like that. I'll get on the Cisco. I'll see how that's working, but very strange. All right, anyhow, I got to get inside. W8FU.
I just reconnected. I was hearing all sorts of weird noises as well. Anyways, I was saying, Don, your radio, your 4 watts is probably better than any Wooksom at 8 watts. I guarantee all 4 watts on that Motorola is where they belong. Talk to you guys later. W8BD.
Okay, hearing you listen out, yeah, you finally came through clear on that one. And yeah, I fully understand because I am UHF-based, and the only reason why I got the Wooks On was the, 2-meter, 70-centimeter crossover stuff capability of it. But that Wooks On will hit the Mount Clemens repeater on 2 watts, or excuse me, on 2-meter quite well. And I've yet to try a 4-watt or 5-watt VHF moto from my place up here in the sky. So, but that's just, like I said, that's just with my knowledge and reference. And while I still got you here, Wally, really quick, is there going to be a breakfast meetup in June?
Yeah, second Sunday of June, same place.
Okay, it's on the 14th, and I have it penciled in already, and I pretty much got them penciled in from now until the end of the year. I don't know what my schedule is going to look like after June, but I just wanted to double-check with you on that. All right, everybody, I'm out again for sure now, and everybody just have a wonderful day. W8RCY.
Yeah, if you ever get urge to learn anything, buy yourself a nano VNA. They're cheap. They're under $100 and a few coils. And look at your radio. Look at your Wuxom on a graph, and then look at your Motorola on a graph. You'll be surprised. Talk to you later. WAB.
KCKKO. Where are you off to today? N8ZC, good morning.
Oh, Bloomfield Hills, Highland Park, Ann Arbor, just local stuff.
Well, that's not so bad then. Yeah, I just sat down here with another cup of coffee. Just got done throwing a couple things on eBay and heard you out there. It's been quiet for a little while. The morning crew is out here, but they all had to go in and get to work. So I thought, you know, I haven't talked to you in a while, so I figured I'd say hi. Anyway, hi.
Yeah, driving around the state, I'm in and out of range of everything. And yesterday, I got in the van, turned on the radio, you know, keyed up MI-5 statewide one and all, and I get, we're out of mic, I'm like, oh, crap. So I left it there, and then I was on the Durand repeater, and keyed up on Durand on UHF, and I'm like, we're here too. I'm like, oh, man. And Wally says, get out of there.
Yeah, I heard you coming through to go to Lansing, and of course, I'm here on the Durand 440 side. Well, you obviously already figured out 440 anyway. But yeah, I've been listening to this one for a while, and everything was tied up yesterday with the weather event. And so it was kind of interesting the last couple days to see how MyCom works and whatnot, because, you know, Shiawassee County is one of the counties they cover. Excuse me. So it was kind of fun sitting here listening to it, because, you know, day before yesterday, the weather was interesting for about 5 minutes. It blew through real fast. It's telling me I'm going to time out. It ain't Zetsy.
What do you got your timer set to, 60 seconds?
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I discovered I had an issue with this radio. Couldn't figure it out, so I did a hard reset. And even though the programming software says 180 seconds, it doesn't hold in the radio, so I got to go change it in the menus, and I completely forgot about it. So, duh. You know, as nice as these UV32s are, they're still kind of a pain in the butt sometimes. Back to you. It ain't sexy.
Well, sometimes it's a good thing. I tend to ramble on. I think I got mine set for 120, maybe 180, but usually not on that long for it to trigger the timer to go off.
Okay, there, now it's back to 180 seconds. Yeah, I usually keep my radios at 180 seconds, and whatnot, but I entirely forgot about it because hopefully the radio's cooperating this morning because it's really the first I've talked on it. This one, I usually just leave it on the VHF, UHF machines there in Durand, and then my Anytone HT, I can hit the Bancroft MI5 with the rubber duck, so that's only a couple miles away. So that's my modest setup for the time being. I keep eyeballing a 50-watt dual bander, but yeah, I think I might have to save a few more pennies. And with gas prices like they are, it might take me a while. Oh, anyway, we'll leave it at that. But anyway, I guess, I don't know, dog's coaxing me to let him out. I'd better go do that. He hasn't been out yet this morning. Well, since we got up officially. Anyway, see you. I'll be right back.
Let those doggies out. KKKJL.
Yeah, old Higgins, he woke me up twice a night having to go outside. Second time, go out there, and it's like, where'd he disappear to? And being a Siberian Husky, I got to keep him leashed up outside because anything that's furry and moves, he's after it. Don't matter if it's coyotes or deer or woodchucks or chipmunks. Anyway, so, yeah, when we finally got up about a little just before 6 o'clock, I don't know if he had a cramp in his leg or what the heck, man. He woke me up with a start yipping and kayaking, and it's like limping on his back leg. I'm like, dude, what'd you do? You were laying down. Oh, well, but he seems fine now, so. Oh, other than that, what do? You gotta love him. Anyway, back to you. That ain't Judson.
Oh, I get it. I mean, our one dog, she's 11, and she's got hip issues. I've been lifting her chunky little butt up on the bed to go, at night. I really don't want her jumping. She can, but it takes a bit. And then my daughter's dog is a 4-year-old black lab pit, and she gets so excited she strains her, or she sprains her tail. And that's funny.
Wagging whiplash. Oh, that is funny. Yeah. Sometimes Higgins gets excited enough like that where it's like, man, the whole back half of him is just, but then he's super friendly. He's got to be everybody's friend. And, I swear sometimes he's going to hurt himself just because he's about tearing himself in two to make sure he gets to whoever it is. It's going to be a new buddy for him, dogs or humans. But goofy mutt. Yeah, Higgins is 5 now and still thinks he's a puppy. And when he was a puppy, oh my God, he was definitely a handful then. But, wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I got my little yapper. She's a Mountain Cur Whippet. And, gosh, she's what, 6? 7? Seven this year. At the end of this month, she'll be 7. Oh, she already turned 7. We got her in 2019. And, she's all full of energy. She greets me at the door, and she jumps up to meet me and try to lick my nose. And I have to the pit. She can't jump that high, but she's got a lot of power behind her, so she comes running up and puts those big paws on me and knocks me over. It's like, good grief. The 11-year-old, she's an Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler, and she just runs around and she sidewinds. She curls her body up and she walks sideways. She's so goofy. KKKJL.
KCA-KJO, this is N8ZC. Yeah, I got a neighbor up the road that's got an Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler, and she kind of does the same thing. She can't figure out, you know, which direction she wants to go when she greets you, and she doesn't have a tail, and so it's, you know, she's kind of like a donut. She gets herself twisted around where front's going backwards and the backwards going forward, so, yeah. Oh, well. I love dogs. They're always happy to see you when you come home. They're happy to see you if you're, you know, whenever. Oh, anyway, and being retired now and home all the time, you know, so Higgins gets to go with me wherever I go, and except for the doctors. If I go to the doctor, he has to stay home, but thankfully, knock on wood, I don't have to go to the doctors but once a year, so that's good there. Well, the dentist, twice a year. I remember the dentist because, as a matter of fact, I got an appointment coming up again. Oh, well, I better look at the calendar, make sure I got the dates right on it, even though it reminds me, but just because I'm thinking of it. Second cup of coffee is waking me up, I guess.
Yeah, our blue heeler is like that, too. She doesn't have her tail is naturally docked. It wasn't done by the breeder or anything like that. You know, cause he, all our animals are, rescued. So she's got this little docked tail, and she's got this little flag that hangs off of it. It's like a troll doll when she starts wagging it. And it's funny. She's got long side curtains. She's just a big fluff is what she is. But yeah, she turns her nose to her tail, and then she flips the other way and flips the other way. She can turn herself into a U, and she just doesn't know which way her body wants to go, and she just walks sideways. You know, it's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, good for you on the rescues. I know if I could afford it, I'd have probably a fenced-in yard with 100 of them out here, but, you know, you can only do what you can do. But I got Higgins. He was 8.5 weeks. He was a rescue, or actually his mother was a rescue, and she was pregnant and had puppies, and Higgins was one of the last puppies, so I guess that counts. Adopted him anyway. And my previous dog, Abby, that I had, she was 15 when I lost her, but it must have been meant to be, because 6 days later I got this monster, so I guess for 20 plus years I've always had a dog around, so. Well, and then I'm thinking about Abby now, so I think I'm going to change the subject on that one, because to this day I still get choked up. And it was 5 years ago, end of last month, and I miss that old girl. N8ZC.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. We had Daisy, our first dog. She was a Border Collie mix. Smart as sharp as a tack. She knew how to open doors. She knew how to make Daddy cook the pancakes faster on the gas stove. Because she'd go up there and turn the burner up and make them go faster so I'd burn them. Because she knew if I burn them, she'd get one. So, yeah, she was not dumb by any means. And we had her for 14 years, and, you know, she had to go away, unfortunately. And then in May of 2019 is when we got Delilah, you know, my dog, my little Whippet. So, oh, yeah, we got rescues all over. Three dogs. Well, we had two cats, and Hazel moved over the Rainbow Bridge about a week ago. And we had two goats. Now we have two goats again, one had cancer, and then we got a horse. So we have three dogs, one cat, two goats, and a horse. Got a whole barnyard. All right now is a pig. My wife wants a pig.
Oh, goodness. You got a menagerie going on there. That's cool. Yeah. I have a good friend who has a horse, and Gus, he's like a big dog. And Abby and Gus used to play all the time. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, Abby, you're going to get stepped on. Well, Abby was a good-sized dog. She was part German Shepherd. And so she was a good-sized dog. But the old Gus, he'd dance around her, and nothing ever happened. But that was one of the fond memories. But, yeah, I'm not much of a cat person, even though I grew up around cats and, you know, had a cat for years and years and years when I first moved out of the house and whatnot. But out here in the country, cats tend to be wanting to be outdoors, and once that happens, it's like, yeah, you can stay outside. And plus the neighbor's cat comes over and visits once in a while, terrorizes the dog. But, yeah, anyway, you gotta love them nonetheless.
Yeah, our horse, his name is Ozzy, and he could be a big goofball, but he could be a big turd too. But he's at one farm, and then the goats are at another farm, both are friends of ours. And then, then we got the dogs and the cat. And then my neighbors to the west of me, right next door, they have a German Shepherd, big German Shepherd. His name is Thor, and he's a big boy. He's like 105, 110 pounds. And it's really funny. He goes outside, and he likes to mess with my girls with my pit bull and my whippet, you know, with Delilah and Sophie. He'll go out there and he'll go behind the garage, and my two will start jumping over each other and barking at her, and then they argue over her. You know, they argue over him, and he just stands there. And now he's running back and forth, and then he now has a little sister. She's like a little golden lab mix. Her name is Athena, and he tolerates that puppy like none other. He'll run back and forth, and she'll run behind him, or he's playing with his frisbee in the backyard. He's got this big bushy tail, so she'll jump up, grab his tail, and hang off of it.
Oh, how cute is that? Oh, yeah, Thor's a big boy. But, German Shepherds are one of my favorites, because Abby, she was German Shepherd and question mark. We never did figure out what she was mixed with, but she had that German Shepherd look, long hair, kind of like a, I was going to say even longer than like a long-haired German Shepherd, but she was very unique looking, and she was about 80 pounds or so. Higgins, he's mostly Siberian with some German Shepherd, and he's in the neighborhood of 65, 70 pounds, so, but, anywho, I forgot what I was going to say past that. Oh, well, this is N8ZC.
Yeah, there's our house with our three dogs, and then next door, Greg and Juliana, they have two dogs, and then next door to them, we have Amber and Paul, and they have two dogs, and they have Scout and Odin, and it's funny on a, you know, when it's a nice day out and stuff, and all of them are out, all three houses are out, and Thor bounces between Amber and Paul's in our house with all the dogs just bouncing back and forth. It is hilarious to watch.
Yeah, they can be entertaining, that's for sure. Yeah. Higgins was making some weird noise. I'm like, what are you doing? Go out there, and he's staring. His lead pulled as tight as it could be with two deer standing there in the south yard. Yep. Good thing you're on your lead. Because the chase would be on, and God only knows when you come back home. He's usually pretty good at finding home, because if he goes too far to the west, he ends up in the Looking Glass River, so he usually doesn't go too far, but doesn't mean he won't come home muddy either. Anyway, back to you. Hey, let's see.
Kid Joe. Yeah, ours is the same way, you know. They go running around. My dog likes to dig, and my backyard looks like the moon landscape. I mean, she's got another hole, and all it takes is funny. When she digs, man, she goes, she can dig a hole to lay in with. Yeah, they come in soaking wet in the rain and everything else, and I finally decided to buy those, you see them advertised, those muddy mats. And, yeah, they work. Saves me a lot of time of mopping up footprints in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's an idea. I should look those up. Yeah, digging holes. Boy, don't I know what you mean there. Higgins, his paws are just big enough that he can have a pretty good size hole done in about 30 seconds. It's like, dude, really? So I keep the garden rake and a shovel handy because I'll have to go out there and fill the hole back in. And then he thinks it's all fun and games. But he's starting to figure out if I got the garden rake in my hands that, oh, I think I better just, you know, stop because Dad's not happy that I dug another hole. Oh, well. Fill the hole back in, grab his ball, and throw his ball, and then he's happy. So, what the heck?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what Delilah does, my dog. She's a digger. She's my whippet. And she gets her toy ball. She runs around and she takes us where the old pool was prior to us buying the house. And she'll go in the sand, you know, basically the sand area. She'll drop the ball and she'll just start digging. And all you see is just dirt flying everywhere. And then next you know, she's gone. It's like, where's Delilah? And because of her brindle color, she's camouflaged. And all you see is her head popping up above this hole. I'm like, really? Again? I'm running out of dirt.
It's funny. It's like, can you see me? I see you. Oh, yeah, what do you do? Anywho, I think I am going to cut you loose and go feed this monster. I'm debating if I want to take a road trip and go down to William's gun site or not today. I'm kind of bored sitting around the house here, and I thought, you know, maybe we'll do that. I haven't decided quite yet. I'm assuming that the price of gas hasn't come down enough to justify it or not, but we'll have to weigh the boredom versus gas price. But a couple things I'm interested in looking at down there, and I haven't been down there probably, I'm trying to think the last time I was down there. Late summer, maybe. But, nonetheless, it's good to visit. See what's going on anyway, so yeah, we'll see what happens. And that'll give me an excuse to take DMR with me and see how roaming works going that direction for a change. But, nonetheless, I will cut you loose for now, and you be safe out there, and catch you again, I'm sure. KJO, this is NAZC. I'll be listening out.
And I'll say, talk about perfect timing, because I got a meeting starting in 2 minutes. So we'll go do a little bit of travel. It's going to be a decent day today, and we'll chat soon. NAZC 73 from KC8. KJO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
They have 8 FPS monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa, Papa Bravo. This is KF8FGS calling. Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa, Papa Bravo. This is KF8FGS calling. No response from WBHPPB. N-A-W-R-O, do you copy K-F-A-F-G-S?
Yes, sir. N-A-W-R-O here. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning, Tim. Good morning. Got a busy day planned for yourself?
Well, not really busy, I would say. I got to fit a dental appointment in. They wanted me to, it's one of those dealers where they call, hey, can you come early? So I might try to do that, get it out of the way. And then my brother lives in a condo over there in 22 in Hayes area, Shelby Township. And they gave him a little ding on his door wall, so I got to check the condition of that and see what's needed for him to be in compliance. How about yourself? And good morning.
Yeah, today I've got to get finished mowing the lawn. We're headed out for the weekend, and going camping for the weekend. Gonna visit some friends in Indiana and go to a couple of concerts. We have some friends that have a country music band, a pretty good one, very well known in Indiana and Ohio. In fact, we're gonna see them a couple times this weekend. And then in July, they're going to be at the Redneck Riviera down in Nashville, so we're going to go there. But all that being said, I got to get the lawn mowed. I got started yesterday, and it crashed down rain on me, so I got to finish up mowing the lawn and, get the unit hooked up to the truck and all that fun stuff, get it packed up and, stock the fridge, that sort of thing, and to get ready to head out. But other than that, we're just trying to stay out of trouble.
I copy that. Yeah, I got to probably get to the line. I did good, though. It's not too bad. I've got a Cub Cadet tractor mower, and I can still see the stripes in the backyard. But it's getting a little bit long on length there, too, so I'm going to have to do that. And then I do the backfield behind the fence as well, which is even larger than my backyard. It's not my property, but I've been doing it for like 40 years. Just to keep the brush back. But, yeah, got some good storms, some good rain yesterday. But I think we got the sun, the cooler temperatures. I think you'll fit that in, get it done.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it's Barbara's birthday today also. So one of her girlfriends and her husband are taking us out to lunch. And here on the day that we're trying to get packed up, they wanted to take us out to lunch for Barbara's birthday, so we had agreed. And then they tell us that we're going to Burrville Hotel for dinner, or for lunch. So that's going to probably knock 3 hours out of our afternoon right there. But it's always good to visit with friends and whatnot. Let me ask you, your brother, is that Jim that lives here in off of Hayes? Back to you.
N-A-W-R-O, copy your plans on birthday dinner. That does sound like a little bit of a lengthy, not a quick one, but then that's good. It's good because it's honoring a birthday. So, that'll be Jim. I'll tell him you said hey, and he's doing fairly well, some medical issues. But, he's in a condo there, 22 in Hayes. So I'll be seeing him hopefully this afternoon.
Yeah, roger that. Well, just tell him that even though he's older than me, he'll always be better looking. KF8FGS, we're going to say 73. I'm nearly destinated here, so you take care. Have a good afternoon. Have a good weekend, and make sure you give Jim a hard time for me.
Oh, that's hilarious. I will do. All right, David, you have a good one. I'll sign as well. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear. Listening.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU,
Cape here.
Connected to CMN Network.
Is that you I heard, Phil?
Roger. Hold on a second. Yeah, ETA 1142.
Okay, real good. See you when you get here.
All right. See you, Pierre.
W-A-F-E.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KF8FJH, looking for a QSO. Over.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8, FTS monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W8CPM Mobile. W8CPM Mobile.
W8CPM, here is W8RIT returning. Good afternoon. I haven't got too much longer to go until I'm home, but figured I'd stop in and say hello. Name here is Dave. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, W8RIT. I'm doing pretty good. I'm just getting back from working down in Monroe, Michigan for 2.5 months. I'm receiving you not too bad, a little bit choppy. I'm west of Caro, Michigan. I'm hitting the KBHDUZ repeater. Over.
Okay. Well, looks like you had a little bit of travel there for work here. I'm not that much of a road warrior, but I'm out and about quite a bit. Got a coworker who's got, we got our work van. We both work at the same company. And we both got our work vans approximately about the same time, and already he's got probably about double the amount of miles on that I do. I mean, I go all throughout Metro Detroit area, so I do quite a bit. But then last week, a few of us were working down in Indiana, so they kind of we didn't have to commute back and forth every day for that.
Oh, yeah, copy that. You know, I think I've heard you guys talking early in the morning here and there. It was back a few months ago. I was listening to this station a lot early in the morning here and there, and I think there were two or three of you guys that would get together and talk frequently and traveling around. But, yeah, that's a – you got to really know where you're at driving around that area. Thank you.
Well, it comes kind of a second nature for most of this year, although a lot of times I do say I'm kind of a little bit taking the lazy route and plug in the address for whatever the business location that I'm going to and then just let the GPS dictate where I'm going. Not too bad here as far as it goes. If you're going down to Indiana, yes, you have to pay a little more diligence as far as where you're traveling to and such, so... what line of work are you in, if I may ask?
I was doing oversight for DTE for a boiler outage they had on Unit 2, and they just wrapped that up, but they had it shut down for, I guess, maybe about 10 weeks. Clear?
Okay. Well, that's easy enough to do. Just hook a couple wires up, positive and negative over to Oka Fermi, and you're all set. If only it were that easy. Yeah, well, okay. Anyways, I do kind of, very simply, I would just say I do alarm installations, but we do, like, cameras, you know, for IP cameras, access systems, and then fire and burglar alarm systems as well, too. So do a little bit of all of it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a pretty cool job. I imagine you learn a lot of stuff. Me and the wife have been talking about getting something like that at the house here. There's a lot of different things to look at in that area as far as what kind of setup you really want to get. But, yeah, it's good to have options. Back to you.
probably should do that, and I don't. I think I haven't really double-checked severely or strongly enough, but I think the company I work for does give some form of discount. So I don't know exactly how much, or if it's even really worth it. But I do know of another friend that has, he had another friend call commercial fire alarm system in his house and got it all approved, and I guess he figured out it would be quite a bit of savings for him for homeowners insurance, but I guess he dug into that and said, yeah, as long as got a working monitored fire alarm system 24/7, they'll give him a breaking discount for insurance. Yeah, there's still always something to learn, that's for certain. Always new products coming out, new procedures and such. So does keep you on your toes. So yeah, always something to learn here, and I don't really mind that. Sometimes it's kind of a lot, but it's like so many products. But I guess I couldn't complain. Rather than, I guess, look on the other side of the coin. What if you had to do the same thing over and over and over ad nauseum? That would probably be probably worse, I would imagine. You know, just something strictly repetitive, enough to, you know, just drive you bonkers in. But I do like this position. Something that I do like to be out and about. Because I don't know about you, but I think I would probably go kind of stir crazy if I were in a cubicle 8 hours a day for 5 days a week. I don't mind doing a little office work, but I sure do like, you know, being out and about and then going to different businesses and buildings and something new. Sometimes it's a little bit too much because you got to sit there and learn your way around the building and things like that. But say it's always the same thing, and on the other shoe on the other foot, better than having the same thing looking at you every day. So just a variance here. Anyways, how long have you been doing your line of work for? Transitioned a little bit myself. I'm with this company currently for about 6 years or so. I've done it for about 10 years or so, but I used to do fire alarm inspections for another company. That's kind of how I got my foot in the door here.
Yeah, I certainly have to agree with you with that line of work, you know, going to different buildings, different places, different installations. That would definitely beat the heck out of the cubicle situation, that's for sure. Well, hey, I got to cut you short. I just pulled in the driveway, and the dogs are in there barking their head off, so I got to run. But nice chatting with you. I'll catch you again here sometime soon. Drive safe, and it's W8CPM. Clear.
Okay, 7-3. Nice chatting with you. That's probably a pretty good timing because I don't have too much further until I get home. So, yeah, by all means, if you hear us in the morning, feel free to check on in and say hello. Usually I'm kind of getting onto the road as I think everybody's getting to their destination, so I'm kind of getting the tail end of the group here. But yeah, there's a group of guys out there in the morning about every day chatting, so by all means, stop in and say hello to us. Anyway, 7-3, and you have a great afternoon. W8RIP.
KJL. Network.
Hey Tom, what's going on? KE8RUH.
Oh, just traversing my way to my humble abode.
Likewise, I'm just in a little bit of traffic here, getting on to 696, and be home in about 20 minutes to relax.
And when I get home, I think I'll spend this a decent day in the sun to dry some of the grass out, see if I can get that front yard cut. Did the back last Friday, but never got around to the front, so we'll see.
I hear you. I did mine Sunday afternoon, evening, in anticipation of the rain Monday, Tuesday, and I'll get it again on Friday and be all good for an nice fresh cut for the weekend. Tom, I don't know if you can get a different repeater. I didn't get a single word of that. I know you keyed up because I heard a bunch of static, but didn't get any of the words.
All right, I changed over to Flint. How does this one go?
You are exponentially better, sir.
Well, I was on Holly, and then you said I sounded like crud, so I can hear better on Holly. I got static on Flint, but I'll work with it.
Yeah, you were 100% unreadable on that Holly repeater, so.
Ooh, looks like we're going in a little bit of traffic here, moving coming into Flint. Or actually, oh, Fenton. Never mind.
Yeah, traffic was really good this morning. But this afternoon, man, it seems like everybody's going home at the same time.
Yeah, usually the time I want to get home. Never fails.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, today was a pretty quick day. Got a lot of things done. And ran out of stuff to do, but tomorrow I got to go to Battle Creek. I got to be there by like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. Or I got to be there before noon, let's put it that way. Then I got to go to Kalamazoo. No, wait. I got to go to Kalamazoo first. Then I got to go to Battle Creek, and then I got to go to Kentwood. And then I got to shoot back home to make it for the meeting at 7.
Well, that sounds like a full day. Yeah, I'll be there. I think I got to go early. I got to have a whatchamacallit meeting. They want to do an orientation. So I'll be there at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I just got done with my ICS 200, so I got to bring my task book in and get that signed off.
Very cool. Yeah, I got to get, they'll get a task book to me. I got most of it done, I think. I was looking through. I have 100 and 200 done and some of the other stuff. I actually have a bunch of the stuff went ahead into the level 2 stuff, but I got some work. I think you have to be a general to be a level 2, so got some work to get there.
Yeah, I'll work on it eventually and get up there. I mean, I already did some level 2 stuff. I mean, I could do wind link or through radio or through Calnet, and got to get my 300 or 400, you know, work on that. Eventually, when I get some spare time, then I'll try to work on my general, you know, but getting level 1 done, I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself with my schedule, so I'll be happy with that.
For sure, there's quite a bit
good
of
afternoon,
stuff.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. WDATKL. Robert here. Second.
You go through what is 100 and 200. It takes a little bit of time, so you gotta accept that and get it done when you can.
Oh, absolutely. And I heard a Saginaw station in there. Go ahead. You know, right there on top of Anthony. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. I hand it over to Saginaw, and then Saginaw, if you call, then hand it over to Anthony, RUH. KTK Joe.
Roger, good afternoon, fellas. Name here is Bob, location actually Carlton Township, just outside of Saginaw, on the call, Whiskey Delta 8, Papa Kilowatt Lima. I am a general class operator and have been for about 50 years. I was going to go on up to class extra, but I never did it, and I'm not sorry I didn't. That's kind of a prestigious call anyway. Anyway, one fellow there is
apparently out away from a plant or in a job like I had. I was a factory rep for RCA, Motorola, Minneapolis, Honeywell, and also worked for the United States Navy. I'm now retired. Go ahead.
This is J-E-A-R-U-H. You probably had an interesting career. I know I work in, I guess you could call it work in IT. I work at end-of-life devices and things like that. And actually have about 2,000 Honeywell handheld scanners that I'm trying to figure out a new home for. Pretty neat little Android-based devices, and currently have one of them in Finland right now trying to get a data wipe process on them so that we can resell them. Over to you, Tom.
Hey, Joe, and I work in the security industry and I service closed circuit television, you know, CCTV, IP-based, cloud-based, and analog. And I also do ID badging system, card access, as everybody calls it. I'm a specialist in that field. I've been doing this for about 30 years. I'm nowhere close to retirement.
Oh, Roger, okay. Well, I am 80 years old, and I retired 15 years ago. I had had enough after, I guess, what was it, 45 years, almost 50 years that I spent at that. And when I lost my hair, I lost my mind and decided to retire. Anyway, you guys go ahead. I'll just listen here a while.
No worries. You can definitely keep the conversation going with Tom there. I am about to pull in my driveway here, and will happily be at home for the rest of the evening so I don't lose my hair or my mind. So it's good talking to you gentlemen this afternoon, K-E-A-R-U-H, and I will be clear. Talk to you later.
All right, Anthony, 73. I'll talk to you in the morning if I'm out early enough. I got to go to, I think Kalamazoo I can go to first. I forget. I got to look it up. And my hair is thinning, but I still have it, but I shave it so it looks all one length. It looks like I have something up there. And I'm 57 years old, or I'll be 57. And I'm not anytime soon.
Yeah, I know, I got you. Well, I didn't have to go and travel too far. I think the farthest that I would travel in a day would be maybe, the furthest would be 100 miles, round trip. We had branches all over. And as time went on, okay, it got to be too expensive for RCA to maintain individual branches. So they started to consolidate them, and then the corporation was eventually just sold, and General Electric just tore it apart.
Well, I've been through two acquisitions. I started in 1993 with ADT Security and then Tyco International, not the toy company. Tyco International bought us in 97, and then they sold the ADT brand in 2014, and we became Tyco Integrated Security. And then we merged with Johnson Controls about 2 years later, and have been Johnson Controls for about 10 years now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got a Johnson Controls office up here.
Oh, yeah, it's a little office. That's our Saginaw office. And HVAC, security are run out of that one. Yep, I know that office quite well. There's like four divisions of JCI. There's security, which I'm in, fire, which is Simplex, as we call it, you know, and I'm security, which is Tyco. And then we have HVAC, which is York, and then Medisys, which is environmental.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I know that office up there on Tittabawassee Road is quite small. I've been meaning to stop in there and say hello to those guys, but every time I've gone by there, there hasn't been anyone around. So I don't want to approach a building like that. You know, and especially these days, you don't work there. Okay, and it could look suspicious. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have cameras all over the place, and they're all interconnected to our corporate system. So our main global operations center watches all the buildings. And we got a lot of them. So, yeah, I mean, that's understandable. KCK Joe Freddy.
Yeah, it is. WD8PKL here. Anyway, we had a rather bad windstorm here a couple days ago, and I was going to go out, and I just looked out the back window. I didn't see it before, but a rather large limb snapped off and was laying in my yard. I got to get out the chainsaw and cut it up. So I get off here for now. 7-3, have a good afternoon and evening. WDATKL.
Enjoy, sir. I got to do yard work myself. 73 for now. Enjoy the day. KACH, KJO, 73.
I need to do lawn work, but my lawnmower is trapped right now.
Hello, Lance.
Yeah, I went to cut the grass on Saturday, hit the button to open the garage door, and it wouldn't go. And I looked up, and one of the springs was in two pieces.
Yeah, that makes for a difficult garage door opener. And you got those springs at the top, those coil springs.
Yep, yeah, one of them was still good, but even with that, it was just that the door is so heavy. It's a 10-foot by 12-foot door, fully insulated, so there was no way I'm doing that, so. Not fitting that zero turn out the man door.
Oh, I bet that was a feat in itself.
Well, yeah, that's not happening. You can't, matter can't occupy the same space. just gonna have to let it grow. I got the springs yesterday, but probably won't be able to get them in until tomorrow. Then it'll be dark, and probably won't be able to get cut until Friday.
Well, I cut the back grass on Friday, and then my wife said, "You to cut the front." I'm like, "No, I'll cut the front later." And we did that marathon on Sunday, and I forgot what we did Saturday, but I was too pooped to pop, but I'll get it. So when I get home today, I'll cut the front yard. She'll probably say, "Oh, you have to bag it." I'm like, "No, I'm not, because the bag with the push mower takes me about an hour and a half. The front takes me about 20 minutes.
Sorry, I got a phone call there for a second. It was long enough to cut on Saturday, and only got worse, so. But, yeah, should be good, just got to get them replaced.
Yeah. My backyard is, you know, last night, I have a quarter acre, So it takes a little bit of time. Not enough to have a walk behind or something like that. So I just have a push mower. I'll be right back. KCKTO.
Bus just got here too. He'll be away.
N0RLK listening through Kilo 8, Foxtrot, Bravo, India for any course. This is Mike Zero, Romeo Lima, Kilo, listening for any course and standing by. Over.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Mike Zero, Romeo Lima, Kilo, listening through Kilo 8, Foxtrot, Bravo, India for any course. Mike Zero, Romeo Lima Kilo, standing by and listening. Over.
JFHGS, monitoring.
KF8 FGS
here.
Oh, hello. Coming on back from Ann Arbor. Going up here to Lapeer County. It's a lot faster. Going down 6923. Trying to muddle through Detroit.
Yeah, roger that. I was that way myself a couple weeks ago. Was in Grand Rapids and came back to Utica by way of Flint. It was a lot faster. And I got all the repeaters in the radio, so never really lost contact with anybody. AF8FGS, thank you.
Yeah, I'm on the west side tomorrow. I got Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, and Kentwood, and then be back in time for the meeting tomorrow night.
The net you talking about?
We have our meeting tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, at the MISD building.
Roger that. I'll be out of town. I was thinking I would check in to the net by Apple Money, but the net tomorrow night. Oh, well, I missed that one. I understand we did pretty good. County was well represented in the set.
Taking tomorrow off for some personal business, and then he's gone until next Tuesday. He's got a place up in Munising, so I'm going to go check it all out when he gets up there, because it was under 4 feet of snow.
Yep, roger that on the snow. I was looking at the weather forecast this afternoon. They were talking about snow up in the UP, and so I imagine some of the the northern part of the Lower Peninsula would be freezing too. So there'd be a lot of people running out of propane overnight on the first night of the weekend when it's so cold. There's going to be a lot of men that their wives are not going to be happy.
I'm glad I live down here. Don't have to worry about that cell belt stuff. Yeah, we're in the cell belt in the winter, but not as bad as up there. Got all that lake effect. But I'm going to jump out here. I'm about to pull over to this rest stop, and I got to get some steps in for the day. We had nothing. So, I'll take 73 on your final. KGO.
Yeah, roger that on the steps. Roger that. Well, the reason I'm thinking about it is we're getting ready to hook up my camper. And I was looking at, I got a separate tank, a propane tank for the generator, so I made sure that one was full. And for just in case we needed the air conditioning, and we're going primitive camping, and I grabbed a couple other tanks. I'm going to fill them up. I always take way more than I'll ever use, but that way I never run out. Well, you have a good weekend if we don't talk with you. If you make it to the meeting, give everybody my best. KF8, FTS, finding good signals. We're clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
N8WRO, how is Tom today?
Oh, on my way home from Ann Arbor, coming through Flint area, so warming up Dakota's machine here.
Hey, you did the top side around. Sometimes that is the better choice.
Oh, absolutely. Tomorrow I got Kalamazoo and Bay City and whatever else she throws at me. I was supposed to do Kentwood, but customer said no, it's supposed to be Friday, not Thursday, so she's sending some couple other guys out there. So, see how tomorrow rolls.
Speaking of which, I guess you don't know yet then if you'd be able to make the meeting or not.
Oh, no, I'm going to try to my darndest to make the meeting. Like I said, I get out there early enough, get done early enough. It's a, if I left at 3, I'll be, I should be at the meeting by 6, 7. See how it goes. I'll be there, though.
Hey, I wanted to mention, I think we already knew this, but I did get your 200 and put your 200 in the file. For some reason, I can't find your ICS 100. You want to just bring it Thursday, or if you want to email it to me, up to you, either way. Because I think you got your level 1, or you will have.
Yeah, I got a copy of my 100 in my task book, I believe.
So with the new digital thing now, at some point I need a PDF of that. You have a choice of uploading it to your page on the website or just email it to me, whichever you'd like to do. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, it's on my laptop. I'll see if I can log into FEMA and just download another certificate.
You're connected to CMN Network.
And then I can't remember, Tom, if you already did it or not, but then there'd be front panel programming of your favorite HD and explain encode and decode. And I think John VOX will be helping me out. So there's that.
Oh, yeah, I did that at one of our first meetings. ABDZ signed off on.
All right, yeah, I kind of vaguely remember that. I thought you were ahead of the game. Because I remember we saying all you had was the 200 and you were done. So, all right, sounds good. Yeah, I guess we're going to do some ICS training, and then Dave's got some stuff for us. And possible 6 new members will get orientation done before the class starts at 6. And then the class starts at 7, but we're going to get there early, I guess.
sounds like a plan. Yeah, like I said, I'll spend it. I'm trying to cut out early. I said, but I'm on the west side of the state. Really, my shift ends when I get home, so I get paid for travel.
Well, no matter what time you get there, we'll do it afterwards. We'll just get the sign off on your book, get it done, even if it's after the meeting. That's fine too. So, where are you at now? You're up on 69 eastbound.
Yeah, I just passed the Emily City exit, so I'm right by Dakota's repeater.
Yeah, I'm not sure. When I was running MyCon last night, or, you know, my station, the key station to MyCon, I was doing UMP, but my signal to UMP was not good at all. I just listened to the tape. So it was much better when I switched over to Event 1. I don't know. I think I got to get out there and clean up the antenna. You know, after the winter, you know, service on your antenna, I got to get that done.
Yeah, I got to check mine all out. Take them off, clean them up, put them back on. I haven't done these ones on my fan for a while, so they're probably new. They're not NMOs, so they're just a, you know, take them out.
Yeah, I'm going to plan to do it tomorrow morning, I think. I get out there, get a little DMARC box outdoors, and then that goes up to the antenna. And I'm just going to open that up, kick off the PL-259s and clean everything up, and maybe I'll throw the SWR on it too. I got to get one of those VNA meters. I need to have one in stock as a tool.
Yeah, I gotta grab one too. That's all mine now. Nope, be right back. Got a phone call. KCKTO.
I've cut you loose, Tom. I gotta go anyway. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Have a good one. I'll be clear. W8 Fancy Underpants.
What are we getting for dinner tonight?
I don't know. My son's birthday was the 18th, and we had dinner over the weekend, but I wanted to catch him for something quick, and he couldn't on his birthday because his girlfriend was making dinner and all that. So I said, well, let's catch up. And then yesterday it didn't work out, and so today we're just going to say, you know what, now. So I'm just going to have a couple of birthday cocktails with him up at the local guy. They do really good bloodies, though, Vivio's. Got one right by my house. And I might get something there. My wife just wants pizza from Jets, so I'll order her some Jets before I leave. But I'm either getting pizza from Jets or something from Vivio's. I haven't decided.
Well, in my mind, that's a no-brainer. WABD. Vivio's.
I offered her, I said, take a look, but she says she doesn't, quote, I don't like that place. So I'm like, okay. So she wanted pizza instead, so. Anyhow, so that's the plan. And it is literally, I could walk here, although I didn't because I'm lazy and fat, so. But it is coming right up here on my left.
Oh, very good. You have a good evening, and I'll let you get lazier and fatter, and we'll chat on the other way out.
Yep, I'm turning into the driveway right now. So it's I think they started in Eastern Market, but they've been here as long as I can remember, and it's kind of a hotbed for people that went to both my and my son's high school. We went to the same school. So, anywho,
A lot of our alumni go here. And we're both alumni, as I said. All right, I'm parking now. Catch you. W8FU.
W8FU.
Actually, he's not here yet, so I'm going to wait. Still there?
Yeah, I just saw something interesting. That Brandon guy on Facebook has got 25 APX 7000s, one UHF 1, and VHF.
Yeah, how many bones?
Don't know yet, but I'm going to ask how many bones. This guy isn't good about putting prices on. I'm going to put a dollar sign here with a question mark and see what he says.
Ask him if there's any quantity discount. But anyhow, if the price is good. But yeah, I could definitely live with something like that if the price were right, but it won't be. Anywho, did I give you the update on the, did you hear Phil and I talking? We've made some progress, but still not quite there yet.
I heard some chatter about it works with one, but not the other, and was left, I heard, and I had to step out, was he wanted to connect the two together, and he was a little bit apprehensive about it. That was the last I had heard. So what happened?
I don't think he was necessarily apprehensive. I think he just had some other things to attend to, and he'd get to it later. But so we did the 09, and the 09 went through the whole update procedure, just like the book and everything like that. And then it came up CH unrecognized or CH unsupported or something like that. I'm like, what? So I didn't know what that was all about. So I said, you know what? I said, I'm busy. I got stuff I got to do. I said, so, you know, here, take this, and then, you know, we'll do some Google foo and figure it out. He's in uncharted waters, right? And then we found an 05, right? And I got him an 05. Well, the 05's working with at least one of his decks. But it's like it worked with one and did the control head unsupported thing on the other, and then he put it on the other, and that was where it was kind of like, you know, and then I did some reading, and I found that, look, if you're doing that, you can program the bricks independently for, like, firmware updates and stuff, but once you want to start getting it programmed right, you got to have it all connected as a system so it all comes up together. And I believe the control head has to hook to, obviously, the primary, whatever one you say is primary, that's the one the control head has to connect to, and then the other one has to be secondary, so I just think it's something like that. He's just got to get the mojo right.
Yeah, I hope so. That would be one powerful radio. Does it just do high and low, or can it do low, medium, high type thing, or don't you know?
I believe it'll do four power settings. The problem is the 100 watt low is 20. So that's as low as it goes. The mid-power one does 35 high, and that one can get down to, I think, as low as like 1 watt. But I'd have to double-check. But anyhow, his are the 100-watt bricks, and they can only get down to 20 on the low setting.
Yeah, I was talking with
KFA.
That's a little bit later on. Yeah, the turbo is that way, too. The strong turbo is 20 to 40, and the weak turbo is 1 to 30 or something like that. So that kind of sounds like it. And I caught you saying something about those big amplifiers have a hard time doing low power. So, but that's okay. 20 watts is okay. I think he really wants to hit it where he's at. You know, I think that'll do it.
I think 35 and. A good outside antenna is all you pretty much need for anything. But, will there be situations where 100 gets the job done? Yeah, sure. I just don't know if... I think whichever one comes up for a good deal, I would get. I don't think I would not get one or the other. But if I found a good deal on a 35, a mid-power, I guess I'd be, it doesn't matter to me. Whatever one I'd find a good deal on. if I were in the market, but as you know, I'm kind of in a holding pattern. Anywho, my son just pulled in, so I'm going to get off the radio here, and we can get inside and figure out what's going on. This place is busy. After yours, W8FU.
Mine is short and sweet. W8BD. Have a good night.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, we sat where the trivia guy wants to sit, so they made us leave.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Well, that's not fair. My son and I went to Vivio's up at the corner and got a beer. His birthday was the other day, so figured we'd catch up. But apparently the place we picked to sit was where they do trivia tonight. And we sat where the trivia guy likes to sit up, back in the corner, so... They said, can we just move you? We're like, yeah, we're pretty much done anyhow. So, no harm, no foul.
And you didn't even win the prize.
Yeah, we should have said, okay, well, I got a trivia question for you. Who's not moving for the trivia guy?
Not I, said the blind man.
And that's when you got bounced.
Get out of here, you jokers.
And then you go, I got a piece of trivia for you. What do you call an Amish farmer with his hand in a horse's mouth?
I don't know.
A mechanic.
Oh, you funny.
That's right, I'm going down to your neck of the woods right now. Got an emergency run.
Oh yeah, where at?
I'm Alan Ryan, Bart Road. Customer can't arm their system. It's, all the doors are closed, but it doesn't show that.
Oh, I am sitting at the parking lot of Jet's Pizza at 12 Mile and Ryan, so... Right in your neck of the, right where you're heading.
And what sucked is I came home, brought in all my stuff, took off my work boots, put on my Crocs, and had some snacks and then waited for my wife to make dinner. When they call me, I says, oh yeah, we got this emergency run. I'm like, yeah, where? And then they tell me, I said, all right, I'll be there in a while. I don't like giving them specifics. They like to ask, well, how long before you get there? I go, when I get there.
Say, today. All right, I'm going to run in the Jets here and see if my wife's pizza is ready. I'll be back. W8FU.
Hey, see you, KJ.
Perfect timing. Walked in and it was just finished.
Yeah, what'd you get?
A large square cheese and pepperoni.
That does sound good, but I like to opt for Buscemi's. Sometimes I get a hankering for their pizza.
I've had theirs in a while. But, remember, it was pretty good. We got Jets right here. And, so... That's kind of a go-to. I do like Jet's Pizza, so. But I've just not been big on the pizza lately. And, you know, I don't need the carbs, right? But then I got a pasta dish instead, you know, so noodles. Ain't no difference. All turns in the sugar.
sent. That's right, I had spaghetti for lunch. And I had a Chobani yogurt, and then an Activa yogurt, and a banana, a whole bunch of black grapes. I don't know, I've been going crazy over food lately. I have kept the weight down, and I've got my steps up.
That's what I got to do. I got to get the activity up. Steps, running, riding, whatever. That's my biggest thing I got to do. Because I've been really just sedentary to the max. So if I could just get that under control, get moving, I'm sure the rest would all fall in line.
Well, coming close to a heart attack and stroke kind of put the wheels in motion, and my coworker, seeing the condition I was in, he's like, I got to start doing something about this. And he started on a diet. He's on that Wegovy, and he's lost 80 pounds. I've kept off the 20 that I lost, and we walk every day no less than 6,000 steps.
Yep, that's the biggest thing for me is lack of activity. And the worst part of it all is the, it's hard to get motivated to exercise. So, oh boy, here comes the local heroin addict. He's staggering in front of my driveway, which I got to pull into, so he's probably freaking out, wondering why I'm sitting here.
Give him out my cruiser and see if he runs.
He comes strolling out of the subdivision, and he walks up. I can't figure he gets much past the Quinter. I don't know where he goes. He never goes, leaves with anything, or comes back with anything. But often I see him coming back from wherever he goes, and he is literally staggering. So there's definitely something going on. He's harmless, but I don't know what the hell he's doing when he wanders away. Looks to be about 30-ish, give or take.
Hi, staggering back home and he'll crash for the night. Like you said, he's harmless.
At least he's not driving, so. All right, anyhow, I just pulled up in the driveway. I'm going to get inside with Mama's Pizza and get on the radio in a bit. Good luck. Hopefully it's something simple. Make that bank. W8FU after yours.
All right, say hi to Andy for me. And oh yeah, $50 an hour? Yeah, I'll go out on a winter storm for that. KCKJ.
KFA-GBB, monitor.
I heard KFA, and that's all I heard, KCKJO.
That's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Bravo Bravo. Good afternoon. My name is Andy.
KFA-GBB, KCKJO. How's it going? It's Tom Tangolf, come on.
Not too bad, Tom, not too bad. Just tinkering with my antenna and making sure I'm still operational. How's the signal out there?
Give me a 5, a little candy though. Somebody's talking to the tunnel, but that's okay. You're still beautiful. What tower are you on?
Connected to CMN Network.
I'm on the N8IES. In Durand, and I'm calling from Byron.
Yeah, I know where Durand is at. Where's Byron?
Byron is an even smaller town just to the south of Durand, about 20 minutes.
Okay, gotcha. I'm on the Warren repeater to the FBI tower. which that's connected to the ranch, which is pretty good. So, sounded pretty good, sir.
Yeah, you as well. You as well, Tom. So this is, this particular station is, for me anyways, is 70 centimeters. Are these linked up across 70 centimeters to 2 meters? Do you know that?
They're all UHF. You got the Rand, you got the Sioux. What else? You got Flint, Mayville, Levinson something, Petoskey, Warren, Richmond, Greenville, Mount Clemens, Detroit, Lansing, there's Burke. There's quite a few. They're all interconnected by either a microwave link or All-Star.
Oh, very nice. I didn't know they're all the way up to the Sioux. I've not heard anybody come on the repeater from that area yet, but that's awesome. That's quite a reach.
Oh, absolutely. If you go to WHCMN, Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November, com, and that's for the Central Michigan Emergency Network, or just type that in, Central Michigan Emergency Network, and you'll see all the link repeaters.
This is KF8GBV. I'm looking that up now, Tom. Thank you.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. I got a silly question. RFI is probably why my radio is causing my display in my car to shut off for a second when I'm pressing the PCC.
KF8ECQ. Say that one more time, Darren, a little bit slower.
When I push the push-to-talk button on my handy talkie, it seems like my car display unit just shuts off for some reason. Would that be RFI that's causing it?
Are you talking about your dashboard display is shutting off when you transmit?
Yes, sir. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
It depends on where you're running your antenna cable through. That's a possibility, that's RFI. Do you have any type of choke on your antenna, like a ferret core?
This is my HT with a short whip on it that's about 18 inches
long. I'm going to say that's a possibility. I've seen it before, so I'm glad it's best to get it mobile. I bet you're, you know, if it's a bowel thing, I wouldn't doubt it. They got a lot, you know. They're not as precise as a Motorola or a Yaesu or an Olinko or any of those. So, I'd say that's a possibility.
It's an ID50, so it's not necessarily the cheapest, most trendy medium radio, but I don't necessarily know.
KF8GBB. Just chiming in here. Curious if that only happens if you're on 2 meters or if it happens regardless of what you're transmitting on.
I previously only noticed it on 2 meters, but now I'm noticing it on 70 centimeters with this antenna specifically and this radio. I've not tested it or seen it with any of the other radios and antennas.
Any FDA comment?
Is that antenna that you got? Make sure it's tight on the radio. If it's if you try a different antenna on the same radio and it doesn't affect it, then it's, I'm going to say with almost 100% certainty that it's definitely the antenna.
Thank you, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Yeah, best of luck to you, ETQ. Good Good luck. Tom, I'm going to get back to my family here. Thanks for the chat, though. Thanks for the signal report, and I hope you have a good night. This is KF8GBB, 73, sir.
I have a good one. I'm going on an emergency run for work, so I'll be out and about. 73, enjoy the night. KFKQ.
Good evening, Tom. What are you doing running around working at this time of night? KEAWOJ.
Hey, Rick. Yeah, I got home, sat down, took my work boots off, put on my Crocs, sat down and had some snacks waiting for dinner, and then they call me. I'm like, we got this place over here in Warren you got to go to. What's wrong? They can't turn on the alarm. Okay. It'll be a while. All they said is okay. I'm like, good enough for me, you know. Usually they like to pry for an ETA, and I don't give ETA.
Oh, I understand that. And see what happens when you're popular?
Well, I don't know about popular, but I love the overtime.
Yeah, you don't need any help spending that, do you?
I don't even know what the problem is yet. It's an older site, I know that, so figure out if you get there. I don't think they've upgraded. Okay, all the doors are closed, but it's still good. They can't open them, so I don't know. Maybe something simple, you know, as a reset on the panel or old alarm, or as complicated as a communications link on the trunk went haywire. But it's an old system. I've had this account for like 20 years. And, it's just old. We'll find out when I get there, I guess.
So if it's the communication on the trunk there, does that mean pulling new wire?
Not in my lifetime, I'm not doing it.
Break it so I have something to do.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be pretty hard by yourself.
Oh, no, I've done it in the past. You know, when I was younger. It's not that, you know, I sent it over to sales. They probably need to upgrade, but and who knows, maybe they did. But it's what we call a trunk wire. It's a signal trunk wire. So it comes off of this four-wire bus out of the main control panel and then goes to different devices. And these devices are smart devices. They have like little modules in them that says, "Zone 19, are you there?" And the device comes back and says, "Yeah, I'm here." So it's something like that.
We had something like that in the tooling for the car companies there. Sometimes the cells were pretty good size, and we'd just run a blue cable, communication cable, and put block I.O. out on the other end of the tool instead of trying to run wiring from the PLC all the way out there for all the stuff they were adding, switches and valves and all that stuff. So we just run that communication cable right to the PLC and put block I.O. out there, and just all the I.O. was right near where it needed to be.
Yeah, similar to that. It's usually the trunk line is 16-gauge power and 18-gauge communication. So it's red, black, white, or red, black, yellow, blue. And, you know, red's for powering, you know, motion detectors, glass break sensors. And then the red and then the white, blue and the yellow is your communication to the different devices, depending on what type of system it is.
Some of them are home run, others have repeaters in them, others have like interface devices, you know, zone interface devices. You don't have to run a cable all the way back to the alarm panel. You run it to this little 8-zone expansion board, and you hook up 8 devices on that, and you send the communication bus down further and do another one and another one kind of thing. So, but this, I don't think, is a very large system. I haven't been in this site in years. So we'll see what they got when I get there. KCK Joe.
Fun. So you got anything fun planned for the holiday there?
Yes, relaxing. I make some burgers and dogs and have my neighbors come over and probably, why do you want me to go this way? Make some burgers and dogs and stuff and maybe some salad fixing. I don't know, it all depends on how enthusiastic I am this year.
Yeah, I don't know myself if I'm going to partake of any dogs there. It seems like I've been having hot dogs a couple times already this week. I'll have to have something else for a holiday.
Well, I used to smoke ribs and stuff like that when it was, when we had a lot of people. And lately, I haven't been too enthusiastic over it all. It becomes more of a pain. So my smoker just sits. I haven't used my smoker in like 3 years. So it just sits outside underneath the cover because it's a propane one.
It was a holiday not too long ago. I can't remember what it was. Must have been last fall or something like that. It was a Jewish holiday, I think. And I was down there at the lake fishing, and a fella come down there to put a brisket in a smoker. He got this smoker going and put the brisket in there, and I got talking to him. He was talking to me and wondering what I was fishing for and all that. He started cooking that brisket, and I started smelling it, and I says, well, you better not leave, because when you get back, there might not be any left.
Right. I don't blame you. Yeah, I think the last time we used a smoker was when my son lived with us, and he made a brisket and smoked mac and cheese, and it turned out pretty good. So I think that's the last time I used it. I just don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have room. So it just sits there. I should do something with it. I'm just not sure what I'm gonna do with it yet.
That's all that overtime. yeah, I know what you mean. Most people I know that have smokers, they rarely use it, maybe once or twice a year.
Well, most of the time it's just me and my wife, and on occasion, my daughter, and it's just, but usually I just make burgers and dogs for the holiday, and my neighbors come over and they hang out with us, bring drinks, and we just sit outside and be merry.
Yes, sir, that's the way it's done. When I was up in Alaska there, the guy that owned the place where we were staying got the smoker out, and we caught some grayling, and he smoked up the grayling in there. Holy cow, was that good.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, I mean, my daughter's with her boyfriend, 85% of the time, so she spends it with his family, which is perfectly fine with me. I mean, he'll come over and hang out, but, my mother-in-law's gone, so it's just me and my wife, my daughter, and my two brothers-in-law, which, they want to come over, they have to cart their happy derriere over to my house. I'm not going to their house unless they're cooking the entire meal, I buy all the food, I prep all the food, I make all the food, and they don't bring nothing and eat everything.
I think that's a trait of all in-laws.
Well, my older sister, she'll come over and spend the day with us, and she'll bring a salad or a charcuterie board. My neighbors next door, I mean, they'll bring over drinks and sometimes their own, you know, some of their own food, or they'll make stuff and bring over desserts or something, and we all get together and just have a happy heyday, you know. And then you just get those ones that come over and don't contribute to the cause, and then they leave with a full belly, and all I get is a thank you. You know, but my neighbor, I'll treat him to a steak dinner, no charge, because all the work he does on my cars. All right, Rick, I'm about to hit my destination here, but if you're still up there, I'll chat you when I get back out. KCKGO.
Okay, Tom, sorry, I had a little problem here, so good luck there, and hope you don't spend all night there. Well, actually, if it's overtime, you could spend all night there.
But anyway, have a good one. We'll catch you later. KEWJ. You're connected to CMN Network.
KJKJ.
Yo.
Oh, Dave, you're terrible. W8RIT, KJKJ.
those out to spur on others for buying other radios. But anyways here, just kind of thinking a little bit about those two. Nothing definite, but I have to have it, you know, go out and grab it. I say I'm kind of thinking about it too, and then the priorities, I say I'm going to, you know, I didn't make it, had to screw, don't want to get into that story, but had to screw around the bank, but I'm thinking right now what I would like to get would be something for DMR or maybe Motorola. So I haven't looked around too much online for that. I found a little bit for some of the various models. Let me ask you, Tom, for the 4550 to the 5550, I guess it said it had improved audio. Now, from just your personal anecdotal experience, can you notice a difference, you know, just hearing it, or is it just something that it's measured? That it is approved, but you're not actually going to hear a whole lot of difference. But I'm just kind of curious, can you actually notice a difference?
I haven't compared them side by side, but the 5550 has a little bit more, I mean, the audio sounds better on the 5550. I'm not knocking the 4550, because I have one of those also. But on the 5550, I mean, I think there's just a little bit more that you can do with it. And plus, I got a DTMF mic for it, so I can, all I got to do is hit a button, go to the zone, or type in a channel. I don't have to look down and hit buttons on the front of the radio. I do it all through the mic. So, but I like my 4550 and my 5550. I use them both extensively.
Well, if I were to get one for home use, for a base, not for mobile, I would probably want it out for the 5550. But again, I'm going to dive in and examine the eBay and see the various amounts of changes in the pricing. But I'm thinking I probably would opt for that. Now, on the mobile, I could probably go with either. And, you know, having the full color display or look slightly larger isn't really a major factor for mobile or something like that. But that would probably be something that I would look at for getting for my next mobile, for my next radio as far as that goes, out of the other ones, for like even for Yaesu or something like that. Haven't really seen too much on their website for anything. It's the same thing, grabs my attention. So have you seen anything about the 5200? Looks kind of interesting, but I say nothing that I need to get it.
Well, if you want cost effective, do the 4550. You can get them for a couple bills. The 5550, you're not going to touch for less than 400 used. New, they're about 1100.
Definitely not in the new market for that. What sort of things, you said there's some minor, I don't know, features. What sort of minor features? Is that anything just minor bells and whistles, or is it something, you know, kind of useful for what you're able to do in comparison between the two models?
I think more contact capacity, and it's more storage capacity. It's got the full color screen on it, and it's larger. Nice backlit on it. There's day and night mode. I haven't really looked at everything through the VDL software, but I know I use CPS 2.0 for the 4550 and the 5550, and I think there's like zones and a couple other features on the 5550 compared to the 45. So what they are off the top of my head, I don't know. I like it a lot better. And that's why it's in my work van, and then my 45 is in my in the Panda, you know, because I'm not in that one all the time. And then for my other radio, I mean, I like my Yaesu because there's more system fusion. I mean, that was the main deciding factor when I got another radio instead of an ICOM. That system fusion was a little bit more out there for Michigan, so I picked the Yaesu, but I'm not knocking a Kenwood or an ICOM or an Elenco. You know, I got the Elenco in my Panda, so
That's that. And I got another D2 on its way.
W-A-R-A-T. Well, let me ask you this. I kind of like that. Who gave that nickname, the Panda? It's probably very apt and fitting. And well, what are you getting from Yaesu? And that's kind of the other thing, too, that I'm thinking, too, is maybe you know kind of, maybe I don't want to get too much in this, but on our side of the house, some of the recent events, so I have to keep that in mind here. They're talking reduced hours, at least. So I have to see what's going to happen in the future. But what did you get from Yaesu?
Well, Yaesu, they got great tech support, good product support and warranty, repairs. Lightweight, of course, it's got the detachable head on it. And it's got a front speaker instead of on the top of the radio. I don't know much about the ICOMs. I looked at them for a short period of time, but I spent the extra money and I got the Yaesu System Fusion with ASP, which is automatic signal processing. So if you've got a little bit of a staticky signal, the radio will process the signal and feed it out in decent audio. It's rare that I have bad audio, unless you're really distant or really broken up like you were when you were in the house. So, but the speaker is right up front. You know, it's right underneath and then has a little channel that brings it up front. And the audio is, I like the audio on it. So, I like the fuse. I like the Yaesu. They're nice. Jeff has the ICOM, and he rarely is on V-Star with that, where on this one here with System Fusion. You know, I could do that or Wires X. I can actually turn it into a Wires X transmitter and use it as a node.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was I was talking with. It was some years back, and that's what was told me. So I had been out of amateur radio at that time for the most part, and I think that's what they were telling me for the popularity around here was that, yeah, kind of a little bit, he said it was a tie between DMR and T-Star, and then, DMR and System Fusion, and then T-Star was kind of, fewer people used it, you know. And I think, yeah, Dakota was talking about, someone else made mention too about the ASP, and he seemed to like that a lot, said it was, you know, it did a lot of good for him for cleaning up, you know, just, you know, some signals that had some static coming through, so he said it made it a lot more, I don't know, just pleasurable to listen to, you know, cleaned it up, so it was just, just easier on the ears, I guess, basically, so I guess that feature did seem to work pretty good, though.
Yeah, plus with System Fusion, there's three different ones out there that I know of, or four, so you got the East Coast link, you got the Eastern Michigan link, you got the Western Michigan link, which goes up into the UP. You got the Who Cares Network, which is local around us, and which is also part of the Zombie Network. So there's four different System Fusion repeaters out there. And all of that is, Spirit 76? They're VHF and System Fusion on the same frequency. Depending on how you set your radio, you can use one or the other. KCHJO.
Okay, I've heard of the Zombie Network. Chris, a friend of mine down in Ohio, had mentioned to it about the Zombie Network. I got to learn a little bit more about that. And then Who Cares? I didn't say that was local. Can I ask who kind of, I think I know, but can I ask who started that?
Honestly, I have no clue. I got referenced to it by one of the other System Fusion guys. Said, hey, you got this network, that network, and this one. So, I put them all in my A2. And like I said, with Spirit 76, which is, 140-something
750 or something, 146, 760 or whatever. And that one there, all I got to do is hit a button from Fusion, and hit the button over to FM, and now I'm on analog. And then I hit the button again, it goes right back, I set it right back to Fusion. So I can bounce between the two, you know, on this radio, which is I really like. You know, it all depends on preference, like I said. I mean, there's P25 out there too, but P25, you're looking at some serious change if you were to get into that. And it's a select few that are on P25.
Well, that's kind of a wish, but get the bottom of the barrel for the various digital modes. Eventually, yes, it'd be nice to have the availability, you know, but I kind of think that's probably something that's, you know, going to be like, I am kind of opting for 220, so that is kind of something there too, so it's kind of the same thing, just instead of a mode, it's just a band. Probably rarely used, but I would just like to have the availability to do so. And then another friend of mine has been kind of edging me on some years past for getting 900 equipment. Haven't ever done anything with 900 megahertz, so.
There isn't really anything on 900 except for mesh passing. And that's about it. I don't know of any radios that do 900. If there are, I don't know about them. Just leave it at that. But like I said, but P25 is VHF, UHF, and 900. But the radio is going to cost you probably about $3,500 to $5,000 for that capability. Plus, you have to know how to program it and have the right frequencies and the right entry codes in it. It's a little bit more higher-end DMR, I guess you could say. There's a little bit more to it in regards to programming. As I said, it, you know, it's more or less for the elite of the elite of the digital operators. You know, I put some money into this, into the P25, and I have one, but I had to build it because it was all parts and pieces. So, and I had to have somebody else program it temporarily, so I learned it a little bit more. But yeah, P25 is very expensive and very advanced to get into.
Yeah, and then you have to consider what the benefits are. You know, there's probably not a popular surge of activity on it either there too. So, and you have the same thing too. You know, for I'm keeping that in mind for like 222 or D-Star. That's going to be kind of like that. So, you know, keeping that in mind. So I'm like, well, judging that for the cost as well too. And then we throw in, Tom, there's just other things that I've been thinking of for HF as well, too. Cut a couple videos recently about the Hermes and then the Flex Radio. I think they came out with something. I got to take a look at it a little bit more here. I saw a couple videos. I think it's called the Aurora from Flex Radio. And it looked all right, but like, yeah, I don't know, it's like, you know, same thing, just not really grabbing me for something that, oh, I gotta get something like that. It's like, I gotta see what they're talking about, too, for ICOM. I caught a short 30-second blurb. I guess there was some, quote, product that they were releasing, and it was supposed to be just a black box to stimulate talk, I guess, as far as what people would want, so I might be able to put in my suggestions for something that I might like to see. So, I got a little more research. I'm going to take a look, too, also. I thought I heard some mention, too, for Yaesu, or they rolled out or something, but made an announcement about, I guess there's some new version or upgrade for System Fusion. It's supposed to be, quote, the new generation, so I want to find out, you know, what the difference is with it.
Yeah, that's beyond my scope. I mean, you know, to be honest,
That's why I went with System Fusion, because it's as popular as DMR, and there's as much coverage as DMR in regards to a digital radio. You know, where D-Star, it's a hit and miss. 220, I have a 220 HD, and I've only talked to one person on it, and I was in downtown Lansing when I did it. There's not that many repeaters out there for 220. I think it's not really all the rage. VHF was pretty big when I first started in ham radio, but now UHF is the top of the list in regards to communication. You got Central Michigan on there. You got FBI Network, and then you have some others scattered throughout the state. But there seems like to be more UHF out there than there is VHF. There's still VHF, but UHF is just better, and I love it. And of course DMR. I'm always on DMR.
R-I-T. Well, I kind of like them all for different reasons. Even HF, I've got my various, quote, favorites. 2 meters is kind of nice, too, because sometimes when you get, the tropo for band opening and that. So, but, yeah, 440 is kind of nicer, I think, because sometimes we're just doing as we're doing now here, communicating around town and, I don't know. Things that sometimes work a little bit better for the audio, I think. I don't know why. Anyways, well, Tom, I think I'm going to break off and head back in. Get some chicken, and I'm still a little bit hungry, so I'm going to have a little bit more. But I was going to, to get back to about the Who Cares Network. I was just kind of curious that you said it was local, so I'm thinking, that kind of rang a bell with me, because I wonder if that was started by, Bill, N8SA. That was one of his favorite sayings, quite frequently stated, for the humorous effect, the who cares. Anyways, Tom, I'll yak at you later, and let me go in and eat a little bit more, so I'll listen on out for your comment. Have a great night. Yak at you later. 7-3 for now. W-A-R-I-T.
Sounds good. Yeah, you can hit Bill NASA on System Fusion. He has his own tower and his own repeater out by where he lives in New Haven. So you got that all set up. But not at UHF, you get better coverage and better audio with UHF. So, alright, take it easy. Talk to you sometime tomorrow or Friday. I gotta go on the west side again tomorrow. Friday I gotta stop at the office and pick up some stuff before I shoot out to Highland Park. So, chat at you later. Maybe in the morning I'll be out there for the round table. KJO.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm probably gonna take Friday off. I'm thinking extended weekend here. W8RG.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.